Well, we're just as tickled as we can be to invite somebody back on our program who's a little bit famous here at KUMD Circles. Medical student Nathan Ratner came up with an idea for a series that we've continued here on Northland Morning called Journey into Wellness in Indian Country. Well, Nathan's making waves in the community again. He's just received a wonderful honor, and he's got a great trip coming up, and we just had to talk with him about it a little bit more. Hey, Nate, good morning.
Morning.
Nice to have you with us. So you are a third-year medical student, and you have been named one of 16 medical students invited to participate in this event, and you're the only person from North America who's been invited to go. It's called the 2017 Elsevier Hackathon. Tell us what it's about.
It's a pretty exciting honor. So Elsevier is one of the largest academic scientific publishers in the world, and they are sort of making this shift into data analytics and machine learning and big data. And so they are putting on an event called the Elsevier Hacks Hackathon, and it's a 48-hour event where they're inviting 16 medical students from around the world and coders and designers, and we'll get into teams, and we will work on projects and create software that will help innovate or improve medical education in some way. And so it's just going to be this sort of intensely creative event where we will sort of do deep dives into, you know, what are the real opportunities to help create better doctors and actually create products that hopefully will be used. And so I've been reaching out to physicians and leaders at the University of Minnesota Medical School to try to figure out, you know, what should I try to be working on? Like, what could I bring back that would be useful? Oh, and the event is in Helsinki. So I'll get to go there. But it's sort of crazy to be on the learning side of medical education and then sort of flip and think about, you know, well, what can I contribute to the process for other students?
Well, first of all, we have our native Finnish speaker is in Finland at the moment, but we'll get you hooked up with her on the way back. And when she comes back and you can learn a little bit of Finnish to help grease the wheels, because we can do that for you here. One of the things that I know has been a real interest for you, obviously, which is actually how we met and how you came to help coordinate a program for us here at KUMD, is your interest in working with underserved populations and helping to encourage different kinds of students and a wide variety of students and students, again, from these underserved populations to go into medicine and to be able to return to their communities and practice medicine. Are you wondering, I mean, is that one of the areas where you're kind of looking for some ideas? Are you hoping to maybe try to explore that a little bit?
Absolutely. It's absolutely a passion of mine, and it's something... It's, you know, it's funny to, you know, be on the other side of the microphone for KUMD and Northland Morning. It's been such an honor to be able to work with you and the show on Journey to Wellness. As you know, and I mean, as I think you've eloquently discussed, that when patients have physicians that are of the same background, whether that's racial, ethnic, socioeconomic, you know, there's just so many different ways that this has been researched, that the patients actually do better, that there are better outcomes just because there's a sense of understanding. And so I think anything that I can do, whether that's increase awareness or, again, you know, work on something through this event to help with that process is something that I will always be looking for. So definitely.
One of the things that you've said about this hackathon that you're excited about is the idea that doctors see medicine from one kind of perspective, programmers see medicine from another perspective, designers see medicine from another perspective, and you're excited about not only everybody bringing their own perspective to the table, but the opportunity for everybody to try to jump out of their perspective and look at things from someone else's perspective. Is that the kind of thing that you, where you try in your medical education to seek out those opportunities, or just by the way medical education is done, there really aren't enough of those kinds of opportunities?
I think both. So I feel like within medical school, I kind of represent that because I did, my major was cultural anthropology as an undergraduate. And so I think pretty much every one of my classmates did hard science in college. And, you know, maybe they did other things also, but so I'm always aware of sort of the discipline or sort of the epistemology, sort of the way that they understand knowledge and see the world. And so I'm a true believer in the power of interdisciplinarity. I think that that's how innovation happens. That's how breakthroughs happen. And I always get excited by the opportunity to sort of pick the mind and engage with people who see the world in a completely different way. I mean, and that's how, you know, I think that's how the things that really make the world better and that improve people's lives, I think if you look through history, that's how it happens. It's not just somebody sitting in a dark room with a lamp pouring over. It's talking with people. It's running into different people. Like Steve Jobs, for instance, when he was designing the Pixar campus, he worked with the architects and created the layout so that it actually forced people, like if they had to go to the bathroom or to the cafeteria or any of these public spaces, they literally had to cross paths. They literally had to bump into each other because he saw the power in that kind of just spontaneous collaboration. So I think that the reason I said that in my application was because I think that's one of the sort of core values that I have about teamwork and you know, sort of a process for accomplishing tasks in general.
Well, Nathan, it's going to be great to rope you in again after you've made this trip. Find out about the trip. Find out about what projects you worked on, what ideas that you came with, how those ideas morphed through what you just called spontaneous collaboration. Really looking forward to a follow-up conversation. And once again, congratulations from all of us here in the community and in North America to our sole delegate to the 2017 Elsevier Hackathon. Thanks, Nate.
Thanks so much, Lisa.
Medical student Nathan Ratner is North America's delegate to the 2017 Elsevier Hackathon. It's taking place next month at the end of August alongside the Association of Medical Educators Conference in Helsinki.